Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Ketriel Blad. Parasha Beshalach, When He Sent. Week 16, 5th Aliyah. On the sixth day, they are to prepare what they bring in, and that is to be twice as much as they gather on the other days. Exodus 16, verse 5. Why do we have to cook a double portion on the sixth weekday? The Eternal had caused the people to be hungry to test what was in their hearts, then to benefit them with the miracle of the manna that came from heaven. Deuteronomy 8, verses 2, 3, and 16. In the instructions regarding the manna, the observance of Shabbat was included. Shabbat wasn't given to men at Sinai, but in the Garden of Eden. Before getting to the mount, where the Torah was to be given in writing, instruction for Shabbat were given to the people. Every day, they had to go out and bring in the manna to cook it just for that day. But there was an exception. On the sixth day of every week, they had to gather a double portion in order to be able to honor Shabbat appropriately without working. Gathering and cooking on the day of rest was not allowed. This shows us that it is forbidden to obtain food or cook on Shabbat. The sixth day of the week is a day of preparation when one must cook not only for that day, but also for the whole Shabbat, so that there is enough for both days. This principle is valid for all the sons of Israel and all those grafted in from among the nations. It is forbidden for a Jew to eat something that was cooked on Shabbat. Dear disciple of Yeshua, prepare food on the sixth day of the week so that there is enough for Shabbat as well. It is advisable to cook and prepare enough for three festive meals during Shabbat, one in the evening, second during daytime, and the third one in the afternoon. These meals should be warm. The non-Jew who wants to follow the Jewish customs can use a timer to start the oven or an electric plate or warming tray, so the food is warm when it's time to eat. According to Jewish law, which derives from the written Torah, it is not permitted to activate or cut any electric current on Shabbat. So many Jews prepare an electronic system beforehand to avoid the transgression of this law. Great blessings will come upon those who keep the Sabbath. Peace from Zion. Shalom.